Good morning. It's 19 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio this morning to talk about the Sitka Jazz Fest are festival co-directors Jan and Terry Lovett and Owen Fulton, who is going to be joining the Sitka High Jazz Band on stage for Jazz Fest, I guess as a high school student. You've been doing it with the junior high for a while. But we opened up, Jan, with Ed Littlefield and the beginning of one of his native fusion pieces that you guys have just decided to go ahead and put Ed and his quartet up with the festival.
Absolutely. We were just delighted that he was able to come back. We really enjoyed his performance when he was here in September. And because of the scheduling, he wasn't able to get his group into any of the schools for any of the artisan schools kind of things and working with the kids here in town. So our festival allows that to happen a little better. And so we were really happy that, and when Ed said yes, wasn't a given. You know, he had to check everybody's busy schedule.
Right. It's kind of cool when a Sitka kid headlines the Jazz Fest.
You know, it's been a dream of ours for a long time, kind of watching Ed grow, going, one of these days, and not knowing that this native jazz quartet was in his future.
Yeah. Yes, this group he put together, kind of in cooperation with Christian Fabian, kind of evolved over this last summer, came to fruition this fall. They were able to get together and talk someone like Jason Marsalis of the famous Marsalis family into joining them. And created this native jazz quartet, and this is Ed's debut recording under his own name. So we're very proud of Ed for that, and I think we got a chance to see them live perform in September, like Jan said. Now we want to share that with the whole community and all the students from around the state, because this is Ed. You know, Ed has finally reached that place he's been striving for. So it's really nice to see him back.
Yeah, I went to that show in September, and it did not look like Jason Marsalis had to have his arm twisted to play with these guys. He was throwing himself into the vibes with an unbelievable amount of energy.
He's an amazing vibraphonist. We've seen several at various concerts and festivals over the years, but we were really impressed with what he does with the vibes. So yeah, wasn't sure if he'd be able to come back. He had the busiest schedule of everybody, but he actually canceled some other performances so that he could come back and play with Ed at our festival.
And the fourth member of the quartet is a pianist, a Filipino pianist from Seattle, one of those unknown treasures that flies under the radar, and a fabulous performer, an amazing educator, both vocal and instrumental jazz. And his name is Ruel Lubog, and he's the fourth member of the quartet. So it's been really fun kind of making that local connection. It's someone Ed's worked with over the years, and now we get to bring him back to Sitka as well.
Okay, if I had to lay odds that someone else would be coming back to perform at the Sitka Jazz Fest, it would be Owen Fulton. But
we're hoping next generation.
I'm thinking maybe you're going to come back with your Western swing band, not with your jazz ensemble.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Owen, I guess, you know, I play alongside you in Fishing for Cats, and sometimes you have the mandolin, and sometimes you have the fiddle, and when you came in to do the Jazz Fest interview this morning, I'm going, where do they work the mandolin and the fiddle into the jazz band? I mean, they really are getting progressive, but you play keyboards
I play keyboard as well.
The piano.
And one of my many instruments.
Yeah. You have more?
Yeah, well, I got, mando, fiddle, piano, and then I also play a Russian instrument, which is like just like mando, but it's it's Russian. It's called a domra. I'm working on guitar a little bit with Ted Howard. I do some percussion for a pep band.
Okay.
You know, it is kind of amazing, you know, as our kids have grown up now and got out into the world of more grown-up kind of stuff, the kids here in Sitka have so many opportunities, and they can be so diverse. They don't get channeled into one little thing, so it is kind of exciting to have this and watch kids like Owen kind of mature and grow and have these experiences.
If you can't remember all the instruments you play, I guess it says a lot.
It says something for your community, yep.
Yeah. Owen is going to be playing with part of Jazz Fest, which begins on Thursday, I guess, with the brown bag lunch concert at noon.
It starts at 8 o'clock in the morning with the workshop clinics with Boba Thade and all the schools start at 8 o'clock Thursday morning.
Right.
Everybody else can wait till a lunch concert at noon on Thursday.
Yeah, that's sort of where I was headed.
You don't need to come to school.
don't come to school.
Yeah, Jazz Fest is pretty exciting for those of us in the audience who get to come to these shows, but for kids like or students like Owen in the music programs in the schools, the Jazz Fest is actually I hate to say the word, a pedagogic.
Yeah. It's 3 days of immersion for them. Yeah. We really like to keep all the students, whether they're our local students or the ones visiting from out of town, involved in something all day, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So they're very busy doing things that the public doesn't see, but they're working personally with artists, and their groups are rehearsing, and so it's a full 3 days for them.
And who are the other schools coming this year?
Well, Kodiak arrived last night.
Okay.
So we have Kodiak High School coming back this year. They had such a blast last year that they went and fundraised another $10,000 to make the trip this year. East High is coming from Anchorage with their band.
And they've been here before, but it's been a couple years, so it's really nice to have them
so
back.
So we've got them coming
director.
Back. Huna is coming again this year. Floyd Dryden Middle School from Juneau, JDHS from Juneau.
And K High Vocal Jazz Program is coming. So.
Right.
And so plus the four Sitka groups, Sitka High Vocal Jazz, Sitka High Jazz Band, and Blatchley 1 and Blatchley 2.
Okay, so it's going to be busy up at the school.
We're hopping already.
On Thursday and Friday. And I assume, Owen, you're probably going to be doing some workshops with Randy Porter, the jazz pianist from Portland.
Yeah, I think it's either Randy or Raul.
Ruel.
Okay,
Ruel.
Sorry. Whoops. But either one, I'm doing a private lesson tomorrow with
Ruel.
One of the Ruel. Yeah, we're also doing a couple other workshops, like the jazz band is doing one with Jason Marcellus tomorrow, and then, of course, all the workshops Saturday. And
yeah, well, it's more than just a workshop. You guys are you guys are going to do a gig with Jason Marcellus,
aren't you? Yeah, he's coming up on stage with us Friday night.
Okay, and
Saturday night.
I thought we were playing Friday.
Okay, so we needed to have prepped our interview. Sitka High is playing Saturday night.
Yeah, Sitka High Jazz Band with Jason Marcellus on Saturday evening.
It's a lot to take in.
Yeah. It is. Nobody else has lived with the schedule quite as long as Terry and I have, so.
Yeah, Owen, just show up. Just show up, okay?
Yeah, I got to be there both nights, so I'll just bring my, I'll bring my music both.
But but the thing is, you guys have to get it ready. I mean, is that part of jazz? Is I mean, everybody learns the fundamentals, and then you come together and you have a chart, and you just kind of go for it, right?
Yeah.
And you're never quite sure what's going to happen, and it's never the same twice when you start, adding some improvisation in there. And that's, a lot of the fun and excitement of jazz is that it's a living, breathing thing.
Yeah, yeah. We have been talking about Ed Littlefield and Jason Marcellus, but this is just kind of a third, or actually a quarter, of kind of the big four acts. There's Randy Porter from Portland, who's coming
bringing
up
with a quartet.
A quartet and his trio.
So right, the quartet becomes a trio.
Okay.
So it's he's bringing three other musicians besides himself, a bassist, a drummer who also plays the cajon, and a tenor saxophonist from New York.
Okay, and he's going to be sort of he's going to close out the evening Friday night.
He'll close out Friday night with his quartet, and then on Saturday he'll headline the mid-show kind of set with his trio, which is piano, cajon, and tenor sax. So it's going to have kind of a world jazz music flavor.
Nice, okay. Yeah. And Dave Martell, a trombonist from the Bay Area.
Yeah, Dave is coming up to direct the All-Alaska Jazz Band this year. And he's an educator in the Bay Area. We kind of connected with him through Boba Thade. They worked together on various things, being in the jazz world in the Bay Area. So that's a really nice connection to make, because Bob's been part of our festival for many, many years, I think.
10.
Going on 10 or over 10 now. And, so Dave's coming up he's a trombonist coming up to direct the All-Alaska Band. And he actually wrote an original suite of music for the band this year. It's a four-part suite called Serving It Chilled, with an Alaskan theme, original music. It's the first time the All-Alaska Band will have a chance to play debut original music, written by someone just for them. So that's really special.
It's amazing. And do the students have to audition for the All-Alaska Jazz Band? How do you get into it?
It's statewide auditions. They send those in November. We send them out to an adjudicator who then selects the band, who then gets congratulations letters, and here's your music, and learn it.
Okay.
So they've had their music for about 6 weeks, so the thought being that it's well-learned, it's well under their fingers, and then Dave comes and finesses it.
So they spend
About eight hours of rehearsal
together. Most of these kids have never played together, although a few from Sitka have, obviously, and some other towns that come. But they've never played together, so they rehearse like crazy, and they prepare this stuff, and we'll see them Saturday night.
And Dave Martell must know what he's getting into, since he's written this tune. He knows the kids can't go listen to a CD of somebody.
Well, he actually, because of his Bay Area connections, he found a junior college to make a recording of his piece that we were able to send that recording out to the kids so they would have an idea. Because, yeah, you can't go on YouTube to find something that's brand new that's never been performed before.
Right.
So we had kind of a rough rehearsal junior college recording for them to work from.
Okay. And lastly, you've got the Great Landers Air Force Band of the Pacific is going to come challenge our eardrums again.
Pretty much. Saturday night, they're going to close out the show.
Those guys
love being here.
They love it. They
absolutely.
They love the room, and they know that there's almost no place where that band sounds so impressively
They are so
powerful.
Professional and such a high-talented group.
And they have a number of new members this year. This is one of their highest turnovers in several years. So a lot of the people we've gotten to know over the years who have been here have moved on, transferred, retired, various things. They've got some new members. They're bringing a vocalist all the way from Japan to join them. And one of the things that's so special for them is then they get to not only have this really nice set of their own, but they get to work with some of the musicians we bring in, which is a really special opportunity for them as professional musicians to get to work with people they may never have a chance to work with otherwise. So that's really special.
I think they've talked about on stage in past years about being able to make connections with people in the civilian jazz industry and the chance to perform with some of the really impressive acts who come up to play at the Sitka Jazz Festival. But there are rumors that the Great Landers are being relocated
to
Japan?
Not a rumor. It's a real deal. They will be repositioned this summer to Japan. So we'll see if we get them again. It's a little harder ask to go from Japan to Sitka.
Is there another band? Is there another large brass ensemble of their caliber in the state?
We've talked with them and some other people about another Air Force band or a collaborative Air Force band, still providing that to us and having that opportunity to come.
Because this has just become a really important thing on their calendar as well.
But
so.
If that is just not possible, we're looking at other options for a big band. We really like having a big band be a part of this show for all they offer the kids as clinicians and the town as entertainment.
Okay, and we're just about out of time, but I wanted to ask Owen if the intensity's been pretty high in the music room at Sitka High School.
Last couple of days.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
How's Mr. DePilatis doing?
Yeah, we've been going over our songs, 100 times a day, and we've been doing that. It's definitely that time of year.
This is kind of like the Super Bowl for
guys. For the musicians in Sitka, yeah.
Yeah. I can just imagine that there are going to be some intense moments in the Sitka High Music Room, and also in the Junior High Music Room, because everybody's kind of putting out
getting ready.
Their best foot forward.
So. Lastly will be a big part of the show on Friday night. Both of their ensembles play, and they get to play with Mr. Martell as well as a guest, so that's pretty special for them.
Great. All right, so we're going to have two more Jazz Fest interviews tomorrow morning and Friday.
Yep.
Maybe Ed Littlefield tomorrow.
I think Ed Littlefield, he came in last night, so he should be well-rested and ready for an interview tomorrow morning.
And possibly Randy Porter on Friday.
And Randy Porter on Friday, if the planes get in tonight.
Mm-hmm. We'll have our fingers crossed for that. We're going to go out and listen to a little bit more of Ed Littlefield's CD on our way out. Jan Lovett and Terry Lovett are co-directors of the Sitka High Jazz Fest, and Owen Fulton is a freshman at Sitka High and a keyboard player in the Sitka High Jazz Band. Jazz Fest opens. The first concert that we can go see is tomorrow at noon.
The free brown bag lunch concert
at
Centennial.
Harrigan Centennial Hall, and then you'll have shows Friday and Saturday night.
And clinics all day Saturday.
It's 6 to 10 Friday and Saturday evenings, and then there's another brown bag concert noon on Friday at Harrigan Centennial Hall.
Yeah, the whole schedule's online at our website.
SitkaJazzFestival.com. All right, thanks a lot for coming in.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you.